Virtual reality, or VR, is the next big thing in the video game industry, which is worth more than the film industry now. And Purdue Associate Professor Dave Whittinghill says its applications go beyond gaming to education and training.
It's a difference of, you know, reading a book about going on a date and holding somebody's hand and you're nervous and all that kind of stuff versus going on a date and holding somebody's hand. You know, you will remember these things differently. And that's what happens in VR, is you're processing that information differently.
I met Whittinghill at Purdue's Gaming Innovation Lab. Fantastical murals, high-tech equipment, a comfy couch, and big flat screen. Purdue is investing in this program and enrolling more game design students than ever. The major is pretty new, but already comprises half the computer graphics technology department. Whittinghill hopes this lab will inspire more of those students to stick around.
We think we can have an economic impact here in the Midwest, because everything is so pushed to the coast, to the mostly in California and Vancouver, but also New York City. But there's just not much in the Midwest. And with the market getting so big, why not do it here?
And Whittinghill walks the walk. He started his own company through Purdue's business incubator. It's called Virtualis, and its first invention was the virtual nose to help treat VR motion sickness. I'm about to find out why it's necessary.
Hold your mic.
Thank you. Okay, so there's a warning here. An intense full locomotion VR game.
Yeah.
Whittinghill outfits me with headphones, handheld joysticks, and a VR headset that covers my eyes. VR can make you sick because your brain thinks you're moving when your body isn't. Like in this game I'm trying, where you use a grappling hook to swing around in a castle.
So I just moved forward, like,
yep,
15 game feet and lost my balance. Like,
I saw you stagger.
Yeah.
The nose would be programmed into the simulation as a fixed point, barely visible between the eyes, to ease some of that confusion. It got Virtualis a lot of attention when it premiered, and now Whittinghill is hoping to grow his company. He could even hire some of his students, like seniors Jordan Lukumsky and Amanda Lugenbuhl. They want to be video game artists, but right now they work creating educational simulations for Purdue, says Lugenbuhl.
We created an application that mimics a grasshopper dissection. Our sponsor is a head professor in the entomology department here at Purdue.
That's Christian Osetu. He says the dissection sim is a great alternative to an exercise that goes against some students' cultures and is generally a lot grosser than you might think.
Some of the kids don't mind it. Other kids really do mind it, and so they'll put on gloves and forceps and try to get as far away from that dissection as possible. But with this system, you get rid of all of that.
Plus, you can mess up and start over with ease, as I found out when I gave it a shot with another VR headset, where you tap in the air in front of you to interact with floating images of grasshopper parts and dissection tools.
Okay, I cut off its legs, and they fell off.
So I don't know how to dissect a grasshopper, but with VR, I could learn. And Jordan Lukumsky says that's attracting more students like her to the field.
I think people come into this thinking they just want to create games and entertainment games, but even then you get into the idea of serious games or games that teach certain aspects like math or even just moral values. And I think the more they're exposed to that, the more they're interested into it.
She and Amanda Lugenbuhl will keep doing it in Indiana, at least for now. After graduation, they plan to get master's degrees in computer graphics at Purdue. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in West Lafayette.